Hey everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Reptiles with Yoshi.
This is Constantino with at constantly underscore underscore Tino, two underscores.
You're never sure.
Yeah, he never is, dude.
I'm never prepared.
I'm never ready.
This is Chucky from Mad Bio Reptile.
Alrighty, if you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube as Modern Reptile. And if you're watching and want to listen, we're on pretty much every single streaming platform.
That matters.
There we go. He's got it.
See, I'm prepared now.
Yeah, but for your own name.
No, you can't.
No, that's too hard.
All right, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Chilling like a villain, tired as hell.
Yep, vibing. Long work week, but nice. Ready for the next week, I guess.
All right, cool. Yeah, this is the first time I see you guys in like 2 weeks.
You're right. You've had the C word. How's that been?
The
C word.
I've had the cunt. it's been okay, man. My wife got it way worse. Like four days, damn. Like knocked the fuck out.
Does it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say way worse. She had a child or something.
Oh, no.
Yoshi's child. Man, that's rough.
So she had it worse than I did, at least. Me, I had it really for a day or two. But I just haven't been able to kick this cough. Mm. Like, if I breathe too deep, I'm just, like, coughing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chuck was telling me I should just stop breathing.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I'm fucking happy to be here.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Glad to see you're not dead.
Halfway there.
And you are vaccinated, right? Oh, you are vaccinated.
Yeah, super vaxxed. I got all five.
You got all five. Yeah.
Yo, look at this guy.
There's
look
a list now.
How's it going?
All right, Tino, what's our topic for today?
So honestly, I wanted to talk about like things that bother us in the hobby. It's a lot more personal.
Damn. There we go.
All right, I'm out. That's it. So I was watching YouTube and this video was recommended to me. They like snakes, but they were like, dang, you gotta take a look at this. And it was about Miss Snake Charmer. It is a high school beauty pageant. There's not just one, bro. It is a high school beauty pageant.
So it's like a thing.
It's a thing. It's an like annual thing.
A whole
thing.
Bunch of bitches.
An annual thing. Yep.
And they just kill snakes.
Yep. Wait, I gotta explain. So Miss Snake Charmer, right?
Sorry.
Okay. A high school beauty pageant, right? Located in Texas, I want to say. And one of the things that they're required to do...
because you're being stereotypical?
No. I'm like 90% positive it's Texas. It has to be Texas. So one of the things that they have to do is they go out to a rattlesnake roundup. They take pictures with the rattlesnakes. And one of the things that they have to do in order to like be Miss Snake Charmer, in order to compete at all, they put on trash bags. They go out.
That fits them so well.
Some snake
you trash ass bitches.
Talking about looking the part.
Yeah. They get some Western Diamondbacks, and this is the funny part. They don't even do it themselves. The guys hold the snakes, right?
Uh-huh.
Old men. They hold the snakes and they chop the heads off, skin them, roll up the skin. I don't even know what they do with the innards, but they roll up the skin.
Make a
and like
it.
It's like that's the initiation.
Yeah.
Really. And I'm like, I don't know what country you're from, but in America I feel like charm has a very different connotation. You know, like if you're charming snakes, I don't think
you're making out
packing
with them.
Them up. Yeah, you're making out with them. You're like, taking them out to dinner.
What's good, baby?
You know, and I was just like, wow, that's the opposite of what I thought this was gonna be.
Yeah.
This is horrible. Yeah. What am I watching right now? And so back to things that annoy us. Rattlesnake roundups, the fact that they still exist is insane to me.
Okay.
They should all die.
Let me tell you why you're wrong.
Okay.
Yo,
hey,
just
one. Whoa.
Yo,
slippery. All right, Chuck, what bothers you with reptiles or I guess the exotic animal industry, hobby, the whole thing?
Or you can talk about rattlesnake roundups, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, fuck that. And they should go die in a hole. Mm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
I'll see them in hell. Something that bothers me is when... it goes back to kind of like the other podcast a little bit, but when people keep a leopard gecko, two snakes, two ball pythons, and then like crested gecko, and then they already know about animals.
Gotcha.
What are you talking about?
When people are like,
you guys might hear this, but when people are like, oh, ball pythons only live in termite mounds, and that's pretty much it. And it's like, have you seen them, bitch? You been out there?
Because
motherfucker, I haven't been there, but there are videos of people that are actually over there.
Right.
And then when you watch them, it's like, oh, shit, that's one of the options. Well, them motherfuckers, you can find them everywhere.
Yeah.
That's one of the options where they can be, like, things like that. Like, corn snakes are not arboreal. I haven't found one on the ground yet. You know, like temperature specific things where it's like the caiman lizard. I was looking for some reason. I just started looking. I got the caiman lizard from here and I started looking into it. A lot of people are like, don't go over 100 degrees. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers really, y'all just riding just to write at this point.
Yeah.
And it's like reputable reptile people too. Like, not people, but websites that people use a lot.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm like reading and I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, I don't know. I'm learning about the animal, but I already know it's over 100.
Yeah.
It has the scoot-like the scales on the top. That already tells me they like to be cooked.
Yeah.
Like an iguana, pretty much. And I'm like, all right, that has to be wrong. I know that. Somebody else reads it. They read that. That's a fact in their head. They go somewhere else, and that's why they tell everybody, and then the fucking lizards die. Yeah. They can't tell why. I started getting into these groups. I found the picture that the... the picture came from in Peru, and I asked what temperatures are in that country. Bro, over 100, easy. 120, easy. So it's like, oh, shit. Like, I learned because I did that. A lot of people read one thing, and that's the fact. That's fucking it. That pisses me the fuck off.
Like, not doing the research and thinking they already know when they...
Yeah, or doing research, but it's the wrong research. And it's not even about doing research. Because you can do research all you want from the wrong people, but if you don't understand basic biology yourself, they can tell you whatever they want and you will believe it. I've had people talk to me about animals and stuff, and talking like they know what they're talking about, and the whole time in my head, I'm like, what the hell? But those people also, if I try to fix it and tell them it's not like that, they'll be like, oh yeah, it is, because I read it here, I heard it. And it's like, if you understand basic biology,
it's like the people that say, no, I gotta do my own research, and they're like, what do you mean you're gonna do your own research? You got like a lab, you got tests?
You're just
gonna go fucking read about it on Google, my
you're just using another authority figure for your information.
Absolutely. And it goes from like animals themselves, keeping diet, all those things, like savannah monitors don't make it, and a lot of people start feeding them chickens, rodents, and all these things. They're insectivores for the most part in the wild. Yeah. Of course, they're not going to fucking survive if you're feeding them like random things.
Yeah.
But nobody listens to that. Everybody just goes for what they read from people that wrote it in 1949.
Yeah.
It's like, that pisses me off.
I got a question. So, like, let's say I want to get into blue tongue skinks, right? I've never had one. No idea what they are. Where do I go to for information? Where can I be like, how do I keep this thing?
This is fucked.
Go to Australia.
This is fucked. This is fucked. But in my opinion, most people shouldn't keep these animals.
Okay.
Like 95% of people shouldn't, because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. For the most part, most animals die in the process of, you know.
Most animals die in the wild, actually.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure they all die.
You're going to hell.
What is this guy talking about?
Yeah, because blue tongues, let's say they make it 30 up to 30 years. Let's say, right? How many actually make it to that age? Not a lot, because you send them out, people are just going to read whatever they read and sometimes not even follow what the fuck they read as it is. Right. And then those animals end up dying.
You know what, though? I think with in terms of captor-fed animals, their lifespans are lengthened, because in the wild, they would not have survived.
To an extent. If you mean per individual, yes. As a whole, no. In the process of importing, how many die? In the process of having them already in captivity, how many die? In the process of breeding and selling, how many die?
I would say not nearly as much as are left in the wild.
Whoa, what?
So, like, with blue tongue skinks, right? Let's say you're importing blue tongue skinks, which is illegal, at least for Australians. Yeah. The Australians. So, like, in the wild, they're obviously being predated left and right. Sometimes people are killing them out there because they just find them, they don't like them, they just kill them off.
Okay.
I would say that number is higher than probably how it is in the pet trade.
I disagree.
Why?
Because the numbers in which they are imported is higher than what we can actually have, because we know they're gonna die. And that's there's a
You're
whole
saying
video
that animals we overshoot the importation.
Yes.
Because we know there's going to be a percent that dies.
Yeah. So we're going to say 20% are going to die, then we got to go 20% over what we actually want to sell.
But what about captive animals? What about
captive animals themselves? Same thing. And it's
they're
not,
just dying in the hands of the keepers.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Not because the animal is fucked. And that's not the animal being fucked. It's not. It's just that the usually, depending on the species, of course, they go, like ball pythons a lot, they go to the hands of people that don't really know what they're doing. That's their first time and all these things. And they just read one thing, go by that. How many times, and you know this, how many times you get people just asking you guys, my snake doesn't eat, what do I do? How long has it been?
Of course.
A week.
Yeah, of course.
And they don't understand what's happening. You try to like explain it to them and they don't understand it. They try to change and handle and move and more water and soak it and all these things. And it's like those things mess with the animal. So that's why I don't think most people should have
them. I can agree that proportionately, you might be right. I feel like if we import 20 northern blue-tongued skinks, right?
Illegal.
We import 20 northern blue-tongued skinks. Maybe 10 survive just from imports. And then once they're in, and that's a big percentage, let's say 15% or 50%. And then the people that get them, let's say only one survives. You know, you have a 90% or a 90% death rate, only 10% survives. In the wild, I would say that the numbers out there are a lot bigger than what are imported or in the peck trade.
Okay.
And so their numbers are dying more.
Yeah, but if it goes by percentage, if you look at that, you're separating the two things, but those two things add up together, not separate. Because removing animals from the wild and animals are dying in the wild at the same time. So you're hurting the population from two different streams.
Yeah. Well, of course, animals are going to die. You know,
exactly. That's the part.
So you're trying to minimize the amount of animals that die because of human influence.
Yes.
Impossible.
Yes.
Okay. Too many people.
No, impossible. Too many people. 100%. But within the pet trade, that's why I don't think most people should have them. Am I stopping them from that? No. Yeah. Like, I can't do shit about it. But it's just my opinion on it.
So, real quick, for those who are listening, he's using blue tongues as an example. He doesn't actually mean blue tongues.
Is any reptile. Any animal.
Because, like, blue tongues in general, they're very hardy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But wouldn't you say, I don't know, man, because it's like we need people to have them for people to care. Mm. So, and I don't want to say that it's like almost hand to hand that animals need to die for people to care, because you get me? Mm. But how else will people learn about them? And don't get me wrong. In a sense, I do think that the best way to learn is through trial and error. The unfortunate thing is that it comes at the animal's expense.
Yes.
Right. A lot of the things that I take to Bible these days is because of my own error.
Right.
You know,
and it's not because of what I've read. So how lenient can we be?
So you want people to care about what?
The animals.
The animals.
What about the animals? Like, if they care, what changes once they care? What really changes once they care?
Care for the animal will change.
The animal itself, but if the animal comes from...
If I get a blue tongue, 10 animals had to die for me to get that blue tongue and have it alive.
Yeah,
But the only one that I'm caring about is the one that I have.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going further and trying to prevent those 10 from having to die because I got the one.
And then what changes there from those people? Because, like, you went all ham on it. Most people don't. Most people just keep 3 reptiles, they kill them, and then they stop, you know? Uh-huh. So those people, you want them to care, but care about what? They died, and a lot of times they don't really care, or they release them, and they do different things. So those people, that's why I say most people shouldn't have them.
Gotcha.
But people that are really into it, absolutely.
How do you get into it?
Huh?
How do you get into it without, as Yoshi was saying, the trial and error, some individuals having to die?
I didn't have to go through any of that because I was into it from wild animals in the beginning.
Not 100%.
True. Not true. 100%. 100%.
Because here's 100%. The thing. You know how many animals had to die at the previous jobs you worked at in order for you to have the experience that you have?
Well, so I was headed towards the animals I keep at home.
Let's do it. The pet trade and the zoo trade, sure.
It's different.
But not really when you're saying like how the animals have to die in order for us to learn.
But I have no control over those.
No, right. But like, you're benefiting from those animals having died.
God, this is so weird.
I love it. This is what we were talking about earlier.
We're doing
it. I fucking like this.
It's reversed.
I like this. Hold on. Back to it. Yes and no. Previous job.
Uh-huh.
Once I went into it, I didn't. I thought it was all rainbows,
sure, and
flowers. Of course, yeah.
Right. So once I saw it, that's when I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of those same things. Those same things is what threw me off. Mm-hmm. But going into it, I didn't know what the fuck it was. And the experience I got, they didn't give it to me. I fucking stole it from them. Because they didn't let me do the things I wanted to learn.
Yeah.
I taught myself, and I was like, out.
Uh-huh.
Now on the new one, it's a lot less of that. I'm gonna tell you now. Yeah. So yeah, there's
I'm sure animals. It's less now because they've done it for so long. They've done better. But like, so when you talk about like great white sharks, right, in zoos, there are none because people have said they are in you cannot keep a great white shark in captivity, at least not yet.
Yeah.
For someone to say you cannot do it, imagine how many had to die. In order for us to learn that.
Okay.
In order for us to be like, we literally recently. can't because we've killed so many.
Yeah, it happened recently too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But think about like with elephants, rhinos, any animal.
It doesn't make it like right when it comes to that. And then zoos is a little bit different because some of them, not all of them, it goes back to conservation. The pet trade usually doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could respect that a little bit more than just having a endangered lizard in a cage by itself, not breeding it, or breeding it to its sibling.
That
to me is like less, like, you care about the animal you have, you care about the animal inside the cage, but
you don't care about the broader picture.
Yeah like most people are like that. That's why I think, in my opinion, like, I don't give a fuck what people keep.
Uh-huh.
It just, if I was God, if I was a God.
You are.
I am him. If I was a God, I mean, when I grew up and I become a powerful god, more powerful god.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. I wouldn't allow certain people to keep them because of that. Because it's just, I don't know. Like, when it comes to keeping things in cages, a lot of people just care about that. The animal inside a cage, and sometimes is in a fucked cage.
Back to things that annoy me in the reptile industry. Gatekeeping is actually terrible.
So can you, because we've had, what's up?
I'm a spick. What does that really mean?
That's what I was about to ask.
Okay. I guess, so let's say venomous or crocodilian licenses, right? You're of the mindset that some people shouldn't have them, which I agree 100%. Most people should not have crocodilian or venomous permits.
Uh-huh.
With that said, if you are like, I will take no apprentices, I will show no one what I know because of my value system, that is gatekeeping.
That is somebody's opinion, and somebody worked for their own hours.
But what? Correct. But that instinct where it's like, I benefited, but I will not push that to anyone else.
Absolutely, to an extent, because you could also, let's say you're my apprentice and you get bit by something, that's on me.
No, I understand that. No, I understand, but like, if it's like to the point, I understand telling individual people no. But if you're literally constantly telling people no, and you're saying the mindset, I don't like people doing this, I don't want people to keep doing this. That is gatekeeping.
Yeah, he's saying in the sense of like, I do not want to throw my knowledge out there for somebody else because I think no. In a sense of like let's say there was only one guy working with crocodilians, one guy, and he's like, I'm not gonna teach anybody anything. And I get it, like that's his opinion, but is that okay for the benefit of the hobby? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There he goes.
It's a tricky line.
There's two things for me because I just asked that question.
I became a gatekeeper right now.
No. Not like that. Like, I do like teaching people, but I've also met people that like shouldn't teach.
Well. And I think vetting is proper.
It's like I know people that I'm like, don't teach nobody that shit.
If someone trusted you to have this information, then that means that they trust you to dispel that information.
Exactly. And a lot of people just want to go knock on a door and it's like, yo, can I do this? I don't fucking know you, dog.
Exactly.
You're not coming in here and working with venomous or crocodiles. You get fucked and that's on me.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So that's the hard part for a lot of people is getting into those circles.
Right.
Yeah.
And then those people within those circles get fucked over many times. They want
to
fuck with nobody.
But let's say, not to that extreme.
Yeah, because I think bring it down from the permits. Okay. Those are like,
okay.
If you're gatekeeping up there, there's somebody
within
might
reason.
Die.
Right.
You know, like that's it's there's a line there where people might die.
When
like,
I got into the reptile hobby, there was a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And with things as simple as ball python breeding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think this is a little bit more like ground where it's like, yo, should there be people gatekeeping about like, damn, I don't want to fucking tell you. It's one thing about trade secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's one thing like, this is the way that I do it. I don't want, but it's more like, I guess you're saying like people that aren't letting out their knowledge are like, I don't want, they rather keep the industry in just a small little cup. they're like
people that they know. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what,
the same people?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're trying to say.
And I mean, the same thing exists with crocodilians and with venomous and with any kind of permitting. But yeah, even something not as dire, something not as consequential.
If you go down, then I'd be like, all right, then people are just pussy.
And like you said, I can understand people protecting their business.
Maybe because this is something that's really close to home, but. And I hope I don't get any heat for this, but I'm coming out with it.
Yeah.
Gay.
Oh, yeah! That's why I do this podcast. Yeah. So I can hang out with you guys. But no, okay. The blue tongue skink community, specifically, in my opinion, is, and now I'm going to get shunned, is very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, like, it's one thing, I get it, because we don't get imports from Australia with the northern blue tongues, and we don't want to mix them with Indonesian species because we want to keep it as pure as possible, as we say, because there's nobody that has fucking lineage all the way down there. Bro, listen, I'm Hispanic, bro. You guys too. People talk out of their ass all the fucking time. And yep. They're, yeah, bro, it's fucking this, it's fucking that. You know, whatever. So what they do is they are very, a lot of people in the community have been very pretentious. They're like, oh no, I need to have fucking the grandfather, the father, the and the Holy Spirit of the lineage of this fucking, of this animal. And then they're also, when I got into it, I bought animals from Imperial. My first two blue tongue skinks was a pair from Alex. And there's a guy, I mean, he's did help me a lot with breeding. He's definitely one of my mentors. But his whole thing was like, you need to get rid of those animals because you don't know, like, the parents. You don't know their grandparents. And then a couple years later, the conversation was, are you still breeding those animals? Like, why do you still have them? It's like trash. You get me? And it's just like, yo, like, first off, I'm not going to lie to anybody as an honest businessman. I'm not going to lie to anybody and say, like, no, this is from this person and that person. Like, no, like, I got it from Alex, from Imperial.
Yeah.
That's as much as I know. You know, and I think that as far as gatekeeping goes, it's like, we should be, especially in that part of the community, like, a little bit more lenient, because now what we're experiencing in that subcategory of the reptile industry is blue tongue skinks are not as popular because of that. The prices of them are dropping, which sucks. And in my opinion, I do think they are the superior pet lizards. I think that they're a lot more hardy than a bearded dragon. Yeah, they move a lot more than a bearded dragon. And they do cost a little more than a bearded dragon. And I do think, like, what comes up must go down and vice versa. So, yeah, the prices are going to go down. They're going to go back up. But the thing is, it's just, like, it's because of the attitude that the community had towards certain people just getting into it that is now causing issues with blue tongue skinks.
Would you say, I can see that. Would the lineage matter, though? Does it matter?
It matters to them.
I think, don't get me
wrong. It should, though.
It definitely does. But to tell somebody that their whole situation is trash and talk mad shit like, yo, this person does this shit, what the fuck, yo, that's pussy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, like, mind your own fucking business. Let people do whatever the fuck they want to do. Like, there was a time where, I mean, it was like public, so I guess I could talk about it, but like Tiki's Geckos, they were helping a friend of theirs sell a hybrid blue tongue skink. It wasn't something that they produced. They are helping somebody sell it, and they're saying, yo, this is a hybrid blue tongue skink. If you want something like this, whatever. Super transparent. And the community lost their shit and wanted to blacklist the fucking thing. And I get it. We might not want these hybrids. Me, I'm actually okay with hybrids in captivity. You gotta be transparent about that shit, you know? But it's that stigma.
You know what I just learned?
What?
With, so Eric at Reptiverse, he works at Imperial. One of the things that he said,
fucking
that he
loser.
Actually taught me, he's actually a really big dog guy. He loves dogs.
He's a dog ass bitch.
He loves dogs. And one of the things that I didn't know that he taught me was that sometimes with certain pedigrees or certain breeds, you can go ahead and make the purchaser of a puppy sign a contract that says they will not breed that animal.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, for hybrids, I'm kind of like, I don't know about the... I still don't know how I feel ethically about that situation with the contract signing. But, like, maybe that's a potential solution. You know, you say, hey, I want to go ahead and have an animal that looks that cool. I want to have a crocodile-alligator mix. And I understand that people don't want – I understand that people don't want that to exist.
That's scientifically with none
of them,
incorrect.
With none of
this
them?
The thing. So,
you're saying it's impossible?
Yes. Crocodile and alligator is the same difference as a human and a monkey.
Have you tried it?
Huh?
Huh? Have you tried breeding a monkey?
Mate with a monkey, Chucky.
A monkey. I'm not saying a chimp. I'm saying a monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like mate with a monkey. Bro. Yeah.
Like no, yeah, alligators yeah, yeah. and crocs live yeah. together. They can't hybridize. Yeah, yeah. They're too far.
Okay. Well, bad example. Let's say horrible. If it was possible.
But this is the thing. Like how much? This is listen, bro. I'm a conspiracy guy. I don't 100% believe in science sometimes.
Right, I'm gonna uppercut you right now. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm all like, yo, all this shit is theories, right? But there's the thing. So a true hybrid is something that when it happens, they cannot breed again. That's from what I understand.
To an extent. There's different versions, but go ahead.
No. So I think his version is the correct version.
There are multiple versions of hybridizing through DNA for a reason, but go ahead.
But so, you're making... Whatever.
Go ahead. So when it comes to that, it's like, okay, it's weird that like... When you say that, like hybrids cannot breed
like
further.
A liger.
Yeah. Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's like when it comes down to turtles, which is where it gets real weird for me because turtles are so different. But there are red ear yellow belly hybrids, those are sliders, fine. But there's also red ear and something cooter hybrids. There's red ear Mississippi map hybrids. There's red ear diamondback terrapin hybrids. There's diamondback red belly cooters. There's diamondback Mississippi or map turtles.
Does that make it right?
No. But there's the thing. So, like, I mean, I have an active project right now breeding diamondback terrapins with Mississippi map.
Cancel.
But let me explain to you why. This is why.
Christ.
This is why. This is not for the industry. This is for people to be able to have access to what they cannot anymore, which is diamondback terrapins.
Yeah.
Because I personally,
In Florida.
Yeah. Well, and also there's other states where you can't have them.
There's other states where they're banned too?
Yeah.
Wow, damn.
Because they're endangered, and I get it, okay? And this is the problem. It's transparency and hoping and praying that people are being responsible.
Yeah.
That's another one. I was about to go right there.
There's a lot of faith in
people. And that is the problem. And with that specific project, I mean, with the diamondback terrapins that I have made, I give them away. Mm-hmm. I give them away to my very trusted friends. I don't sell them. Mm-hmm. And this is probably going to be a similar situation where it's like the reason why I do the project is because I do think that people have like a very weird stigma with turtles when they're like, oh, salmonella, fucking, they get too big, whatever. And diamondback terrapins for me were one of the first turtles where I was like, yo, that shit's got a fucking personality.
Yeah.
That shit, you saw it blinking. It's probably going to stop. But yeah, this fucking thing has a personality.
Mm-hmm.
And my people would come to visit Gary. That was my diamondback terrapin. People would come to visit Gary. People love Gary. People can't have Garys anymore.
Nope.
So what am I doing? I'm saying, hey, you know what?
I'm trying to make something that's not a Gary.
I'm trying to make something that's close enough. Did you say that's delicious?
No, that's close enough to a Gary.
Gotcha. I thought you said that's delicious.
No. Turtle meat is bad.
So,
but then if that keeps going and people release them and that's in the wild, it goes back to you.
That's the problem. Yeah, so that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think
this evidence.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I've been with things that I've said in the past. I mean, I'm very open about the hybrid stuff. Jesus. You all right, bro?
Yeah, my ear just...
popped or something?
It just like hurt for a minute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's because of me. I'm hurting him.
Yeah. All the words that's coming out. Yeah, I guess bleeding. So.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. I'm the owner of Imperial Reptiles and Exotics. We are a reptile specialty store located in Orlando, Florida. We carry a full line of premium reptile supplies as well as quality reptiles. You could also find all of our reptiles and supplies available online at www.imperialreptiles.com.
Welcome back to another News of the Week segment. If you know about Miami, you know Miami doesn't usually get cold. About once a year for a small short time, it'll be between maybe high 40s to mid 50s. And this weekend, actually on Saturday, it's supposed to get in the 30s, mid 30s. That doesn't happen often. It's supposed to be the coldest in 10 years. Now, if you're wondering why I'm bringing up the weather in a reptile news segment, is because there's this article called "Raining, quote unquote, reptiles weather warning issued as iguanas fall from sky in Florida." Now you're probably thinking, if you're not from Florida or from South Florida, falling iguanas from the sky, that doesn't make any sense. When the temperature gets to about like mid 40s to low 40s, iguanas they go into like a shock, and this article is just explaining how it doesn't happen often because it doesn't get that cold often, but every year we'll have that spurt where it'll get that temperature. And you know, you have to be careful. Not that you have to be careful, you can't just go around like looking at every tree, but you know, it's happened where random iguanas will just fall. So these iguanas, sometimes they'll recover and they'll be fine. You know, sometimes they don't make it, but then other times it's happened where it's fallen on people or right in front of people or right next to people, and it's kind of crazy. Yeah, if iguanas fall from the sky. So again, it's from Evening Standard, and the title is Raining Reptiles Weather Warning Issued as Iguanas Fall from the Sky in Florida. In case you want to read over the article or anything, or you can hear Josh and I talk about it in the podcast upcoming. If you want to tune into that, we'll see you there if you go. Otherwise, I'll get back to the guys.
No, but yeah, so I'm okay with hybrids as long as, like, you understand, like, yo, like, I'm being fucking... The person that you're selling it to is responsible. I don't think that that's something that... I'm not sure if I'd feel comfortable selling something like that to the public, especially...
but that's something where a contract... Like how they have for dog pedigrees. Yeah, because
you could give it to somebody. They breed it. They sell it. It goes to the public. Goes back to you.
But if it's a true hybrid, it would. If it don't, I'm not saying to release your shit, guys. If it got out, would it hurt?
We're touching something else that is another.
That is not true.
Hatred that I have, or annoyance. I'll say annoyance.
And guys, wait. I'm not saying that I'm with this. No, I'm not saying, yo, release your hybrid.
It's a theory. Yeah.
Would it be?
We're touching on another thing that's very, very bothersome with me in the hobby, and it is taxonomic stupidity. It is scientists, scientists gatekeep too.
I never do my taxes.
Scientists really... The IRS is coming for us. But taxonomic stupidity, where... A scientist will just literally just republish something on a specific species, just say it's something else for whatever bullshit reason, and it automatically changes. What a true there has to hybrid be evidence, is. Though. What a true hybrid is. Yeah. Go for it.
You fucked up. Go ahead.
For science purposes. For science purposes. is, according to taxonomic purposes, is an interspecies cross where two animals from the same genus, different species, cross, and their offspring is no longer is. Cannot produce more of themselves. You know, that, like a mule. A mule cannot produce another mule, no matter how many times it's mated with a mule, because of genetic infertility. That is how it's supposed to be, and I think that's how taxonomy should go forward and be like, can this animal hybridize? Now, that is a very, very controversial sentence, because that implies that we have to test it. That implies that we have to see if animals can hybridize, which is a horrible, horrible idea. So, and then... From there, we could further say this is an animal within this genus, even if it looks different, because the fact that it can produce viable, or the fact that it produces infertile offspring, shows that it is within the same genus. And that's how I think taxonomy should be dealt with. Now, do scientists agree with that? No, absolutely not. They think if this is from this continent and this is from another continent, they are not related at all. They should be separate genuses. Or if this one lays eggs and this one doesn't, they can still be in the same genus just because they inhabit the same niche and look the same. And I think that is...
There's more to that.
That bothers me so much.
There's more to that, like genetics. There's more to that. So the Sucus crocodile...
Hell yeah.
...lives with the Nile. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same area. They don't breed.
They're racist. Huh?
Croxist.
I like it. So, Sucus is the oldest crocodilian that still lives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's more closely related to the ones in the Americas. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That crocodile or an ancestor...
You're talking about genetic relation, right? Yes. Like genetic, like DNA similarities.
Yeah. So, that crocodile, when all the Earth was some bullshit, separated into different habitats, and it became the Orinoco, it became the Morillettes, it became all of those.
Sure.
So, they still have... a direct path back to the Sucus. So if the Sucus comes around and gets with another, like let's say a Morillette, the reason they can breed is because their line is directly connected. That's why if they have a hybrid, the hybrid can still have babies because they're directly connected to one another. If their connection was too far back, or it goes Sucus and then there's something else that comes after and it comes from that second one, then no, they wouldn't... But the hybrid will be what you call a hybrid.
But they choose not to hybridize, you're saying. The Nile and the Sucus choose not to do it.
They're in the same area opposite. So, another example.
It's New Guinea. They have the option to, but they don't.
No. Okay, not even. So, New Guinea crocodile, for example. It's New Guinea, right? Yeah. There's mountains in the middle. New Guinea crocodiles in the top. There's hogs in the bottom. There's certain areas where they meet. I just learned this shit. This is new shit to me. Mm-hmm. But more like crocodile and American crocodiles. The American goes South America, Central Mexico, Caribbean, mm-hmm. Florida. Uh-huh. The Morillettes is only in Mexico in this one spot where they meet. Mm. And there are hybrids
okay.
of Morillette Americans that happen naturally. So if they keep doing that, yes, they become their own species. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Cuban in Cuba with Americans. They're hybridizing and they're making their own quote-unquote species through time.
But no, they can't make their own species because they can't reproduce more of themselves.
They
if they're a
they
hybrid.
They can't.
But,
okay, they
but
can.
Then wouldn't you,
they
wouldn't you say...
They're that close related.
Then according to my thing, they wouldn't be separate species.
Bro.
Why would they be?
Even better. Even better. Now, this
it's
is...
like saying you and a chimp are not are the same species.
Except if I can breed with a chimp, that implies we're the same genus.
They've tried it, but we...
You're right. That's where Corona came from.
No, they actually tried fetus. Legally, you could have a fetus, but you can't...
What is he talking about right now? A fetus with what?
A monk, a chimp, and a human.
That was a thing.
That was a thing in a lab. But legally, you can't make it happen. So probably you can make a fucking human chimp. But then you don't know if it's gonna... Like, you don't know. If a human and a chimp have a fucking child and that child can have more kids, does that make us chimps? No, motherfucker. Yeah. We're still...
What if...
And the Cuban and the American...
I mean, if anything, that just shows how how loose taxonomy is.
Because you're only using one rule of hybridizing, which is the one
The only one that's testable. Other than, I think that one looks different. That one's a different shape. That one inhabits a different area.
Genetics, all of it. You can look back to where they came from, to what other animals they're related to.
What if... Now, listen. I'm just throwing this shit out here. What if the hybridized process for things that can and reproduce is just a part of evolution?
It can be, but you can't force it because if you do, you're going
to
mess up.
But who am I to stop it?
But okay, let's say this.
Nobody's stopping it.
Let's say this.
Who am I to stop if I'm making fucking happen?
No, you're making it happen at your house. That's fucked. Because if something happens...
He's saying I'm a bad person.
If something happens and you let it out, it goes back to you. If it affects the ecosystem, goes back to you. If that animal, that hybrid becomes illegal or it's they start tracking people down for that, they're coming
down
for
you. What about natural integrates?
Define.
So, like, let's say locality crosses, right? With, like, bull snakes. Yes. You have Kankakee, you have Kingsville Reds, you have Sonoran gophers, a different species. They interbreed. They have integrate zones that they go ahead and interbreed. But they're the same species still.
Yes.
You know, not the Sonorans, but, like, the Kingsville and the Kankakees. Let's say they could. And they had that integrate zone. And actually, I think the Depis do integrate with... Anyway.
Whatever. Bull snakes. Whatever the fuck happens.
They are the same species, but they are locality crosses, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, at that point, it's like, we acknowledge they're the same species, even though they're hybridizing, but because they can reproduce with more of their localities, they can still, like, if you got a Kingsville Red cross Kankakee, right? And a Kingsville Red cross Kankakee, they could produce viable offspring. They could produce more of themselves.
Yes, but again, those are mostly localities, and they have to be similar enough.
But then what's
enough?
The difference between...
They have to be similar enough. Can you look at DNA, motherfucker?
Yes.
I don't think it matters.
It does matter. 100%
matters. I
think
if you can go ahead and mate with something and produce an offspring, right? That implies that you are more closely related than any... That you are so closely related.
Yeah,
I don't care how different you look. I don't care how different your DNA is.
It means you're closely related, but it doesn't make you the same. So making that hybrid can make a negative effect on the species itself.
But this is the thing.
Probably. But like, I don't do that.
But
like,
how much
like
of it is true?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Batwing, rattlesnakes. If you have an EDB with a... I forget what the other one is. Timber?
Yeah,
one of them.
Yeah, an EDB and a timber. That is a larger rattlesnake. It's not as large as EDBs can get, but that's still a larger rattlesnake. That could easily outcompete the timbers.
Exactly, and you take that animal out. If it happens in the wild, it happens in the wild. And it happens. Like, those animals, Cuban Americans happen. More like
I'm literally Cuban Nicaraguan.
Locality cross.
Yeah, exactly. That's way different than what a species in a hybrid is. The hybrid is something... Like, once you make a hybrid, you don't know what those effects can have on the ecosystem.
Okay,
so fuck no.
Wait. This is the thing. So, this is why I'm like, damn, dude, fucking science, bro. But, okay, so, Arian Jaya blue tongues, I think their species is blue tongue, is Tiliqua SP, like species. General.
Yeah.
But then the eastern blue tongue is its own thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Own
but,
thing as species or own
genus? No, it's its own. It's Tiliqua scincoides something, I believe.
A subspecies.
Yeah. But then, from I think when I'm not a fucking anything size, bro.
Listen, oh, you're bro. Scared, bitch.
No, this is the thing. So, but from what I understand is when Pangea, right? So that's how they separate, right? But for me, I've seen a lot of like Aryan Jaya's and Easterns, and bro, it looks so similar. Mm-hmm. Like, what's like, what is the actual difference other than the fuck that we're saying? There's a difference, but this one's just general. And have now you look looked at this,
into it?
Probably localities. This,
and then now have the you Stimpsons. Looked into it? But this thing, so the Stimpsons and the children's pythons, didn't they just say they're the same fucking thing
yep.
now?
Yep.
Have Yo, you who's making this it? Shit up, dude?
No, scientists. Scientists no, are just
absolutely.
Throwing shit around.
That's what science is, though. Science, bro. We thought the Earth was fucking flat for a very long time, motherfucker.
Dude. So it is.
So we evolve as we go. But yes, that happens a lot, especially with crocodiles. I'm getting yeah. tired of this bullshit. It's a new one every fucking month. But you're like, you stupid as fuck. They're not breeding because that's a Suez, that's a Nile, motherfucker. Yeah. But it happens
the
a
crocodiles
lot.
Crocodiles are like the variants of fucking COVID.
Bro,
like
I think it pisses me off. I think personally, you have a lot of faith in science when a majority. I would say
science is wrong all the time, but it doesn't make it. It doesn't make.
I'd say most of science is appeal to authority. Some authority figure says something, and the scientific community, disagree. If they can't disagree, they say, all right, we're backing that up.
Yeah, until you can go against it and prove it. That's what science
is. You're
going
to prove hybrids?
Motherfucker, you got to prove it.
So how do you define species? What makes something a different species than another? And what then makes something a hybrid?
So, like you said, location, visually different. Mm-hmm. Another thing is anatomy. There's a lot of things you don't see. Mm. And bone structure is very important when it comes to that. Because some of them have extra shit. And then you're like, oh, the fuck is this? To develop a bone.
Right.
That a whole other group of animals don't have it.
But why does that matter if I can mate with that animal?
Why wouldn't it matter? It can have an effect. If okay,
what
if
you're saying, a regular
but you're saying
of
any
evolution?
Little thing can change a species. Like any little extent, thing yes. makes this a new
to,
species.
To a massive extent. Absolutely.
I disagree.
To a massive extent.
I disagree 500%.
You sound real fucking stupid.
No.
You do.
No.
You really do. You really do.
But what if it makes it better? For real. What if like when you're looking at, if we're looking at
give
both,
an example.
No. Just okay. So let's say I were to breed throwing shit out there. What if like I'm like, damn, like all these ball pythons, like for some reason they don't keep weight well. No ball python keeps weight well. What the fuck? And then I'm like, let me cross it with a blood python because they keep weight well.
I'm gonna change your mind right now.
Yeah,
I'm dogs constantly. They're constantly changing dogs.
Yes.
Cows constantly changing.
Sorry, we got somebody coming in.
Pigs constantly hybrids. Chickens constantly hybrids. Those are not pure animals.
Yeah,
those are animals that have been bred to be better
those
for us.
Those animals don't exist in the wild anymore.
Nope.
For what they were. So absolutely that can happen. But then that is pretty much like, what is that? Like just human selfish acts. But if that's because those animals are domestic. If we're to domesticate those animals, right? And then those animals get out and affect the environment, that's different because you don't know what.
But what if it made it
have.
Better?
How would it make it
I don't
better?
Know, but what
if you change the environment
uh-huh.
to that aspect, there are gonna be good
what,
things and also
this.
Bad.
What
things.
If we did that? What if we made blood with balls? Let's
say.
No.
I have a better
and
example.
And they were able to hold their weight
I have
better,
a good
and they
example.
Were
okay,
able
hold
to
hold
thrive
hold
better
hold
in the environment.
But you know what's
and
gonna
they
happen?
Made the environment
hold
better.
It wouldn't.
Okay, if you breed those two things together. Let's say the ball pythons changes in size. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It changes on what it preys on, and everything it was preying on already is gonna double down on that and anything bigger.
Fuck
so it's em. Going to affect.
Gone. No,
fuck you.
No, I'm kidding.
So let's say this. Okay, let's say a piece of the Amazon is protected, right? And in that certain piece, because this does happen, mountain regions where people where certain species are only specific to that region.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and for that reason, they're endangered. They're protected because they literally can't live anywhere else.
Yep.
So. Let's say an animal that is that specialized for that environment. Uh-huh. Let's say that piece of the Amazon gets taken for development, right? The last guy who was conserving it, he sells it, you know? That species is going to die if you don't do something quickly. Mm-hmm. Let's say you go ahead and hybridize it with a species that is more generalized. Example, let's say you take Colombian boas and Surinames. Let's say the entire continent or the entire country of Suriname, for some reason, is under development. We're taking it out. It's becoming a big farm, whatever. You know, all the Surinames die. All the Suriname boas die. If you interbred, please, this is just theory. You cross the BIs with the BCs, you know, the Colombians with the Surinames so that they can become more specialized so that they can survive elsewhere, you know. Listen, in guys, that instance, are you saying there's an example? Fuck the Amboa, let them die.
Yes, because of the effects. Because of the effects it can have. Like once you make that,
but
right now,
what
like
about the effects when there's all of the
that's actually happening right now. That's actually happening right now in Florida. Guess the animal.
Cane toads.
Pussy.
No.
It's a cat? It's a pussy?
Oh, there we go. There we go.
It's a panther.
Oh, panther, really?
Yeah, the panther. You think that Florida panther is 100% Florida panther anymore? No, but they released the cougar from the west side, which changes the length of
their
feet.
I hear that they fucking do that. Why do they do that shit?
Because we didn't have enough to try to keep it better. But they fucked it up. They're all going to die.
Why?
As it is. It changes the length of their legs.
Sure.
They can't move as well as the Florida panther could through the swamps. The reason they have short legs is to be able to...
Just to clarify, you would prefer... Florida panthers just not exist anymore.
I would prefer...
Because that changes the ecosystem itself as well.
That's against animal conservation there.
I would prefer for them not to have been in that position. So now that they are in this position,
what do we do?
Oh, they're going to kill them regardless at this point. So yes, I want them to survive and I would like for them to survive.
And this is why captive breeding is important. So fucked
up. I kind of agree.
It's not. But it's why? Not because they fuck up the genetics every time. Other than zoos, people fuck up the genetics
every
time.
No, I don't think that big cat should be breeding panthers. But I'm saying, what if we had a program for panthers? What if we had it before they started introducing the West Coast? They're like mountain lions, right? So what they're calling
cougars.
Yeah, exactly. But so what if we had that program intact so that way we can introduce them? Like, we're starting to lose.
How do you convince somebody to start that?
The indigo started to become more endangered, and people saw that gopher tortoise burrows were being ravaged. So they got a bunch in the captivity, bred them, and now they're releasing them at certain points in Georgia, completely different. The panhandle.
But
you're right. You're right. You're right. Snake and
it's so hard.
Big cat, it is.
Look, especially people
all of this,
do want
a lot of this
dead.
Is hearsay, and we're fucking joking around right now. But yeah, like it's like yeah. I mean, it's so hard because there's like such a big different in dynamic of these fucking animals.
Yeah,
when you're talking about a fucking cougar, and then we got a little snake, and then I'm talking about I breed fucking terrapins in my backyard for fun. You know. But yeah, no, it's definitely difficult. But
and what if it's an animal that's crucial for that environment? So like, let's say cheetahs.
They're gonna die. And you know why.
But if you could breed cheetahs to lions, not a scientist speaking right now, let's say it were possible, so that they could go ahead and continue to go ahead and live out there because they're such an integral part of that ecosystem. Because all of a sudden you get rid of one species ecosystem, a lot changes.
I think it's when do we pick animal conservation and like when do we pick animal conservation versus like the ecological
ecosystem does what it wants. Like what you're trying to do is morph it into whatever humans want to have. You know how many people you pass that where you're just gonna hybridize shit? You know how many people are just gonna throw out random shit just to throw out random shit?
No, people shouldn't throw out random shit either.
Human nature.
Okay.
It's human nature to just start doing wild shit.
I mean, the scientists would be in charge of it. Random people couldn't do it.
That's not true.
No, random people not could true. Not that's do not stuff like that.
I 100% disagree. No. Carol Baskin is one.
There we 100%. Go. There it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Carol Baskin's hybridizing shit.
Listen, Chuck's got the tea.
Yeah.
Chuck has the tea.
You think random people are capable of that kind of thing?
All you need is a permit, buddy.
I don't.
All you need is a permit. Who's going to stop you? Who?
Your own brain. The fact that you don't understand what the hell you're doing.
Bro, he's hybridizing turtles at his house right now. Who's stopping
him? This guy breeds turtles. Yeah. He keeps turtles. That's his job.
That's what I mean. People will have those animals hybridized.
But this is a specialized person. This is someone who keeps it. Not randos out there.
There's versions of him.
And then there's other assholes.
Exactly. There's versions of him that would do that and do the opposite of what he's doing.
I see what you're saying.
That's where it's like humans ain't shit. Mm-hmm. That's why I wouldn't want humans to like if we are affecting the environment to the point where we are just stop that shit.
Yeah, I think it's impossible. I was talking with someone recently about what is natural versus what is artificial. So one of the things that I was saying is like with the Big Bang, even if we could replicate the results of the Big Bang in a laboratory, that does not prove that happened organically, that happened without intelligent intervention.
In fact, it
proves that it's possible with intelligent intervention. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't like that. They say, oh, you're trying to put intelligence onto the Big Bang, onto the evolution. You're talking about God, you know, whatever. when I was talking to this individual, he was saying, because we're humans, because we're a part of this ecosystem, we're a part of the planet of the product of evolution, everything we do is natural.
Yeah.
We are the top predator in the food chain, the apex predator. We decide what lives and dies. Now, that is a very, very controversial statement right there, mm-hmm. because humans also have morals. They don't want to just kill animals en masse because why not?
I met a couple. Know?
Yeah. Everybody that eats meat, everybody that supports the commercial meat industry, you're one of them.
That girl we watched the video of, there's a couple of them bitches.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, he's talking about the Miss Snake Charmer video.
Yeah. Come on, dog.
But, yeah, what would you say to that? That
what's nature?
We are the product of evolution. We are the apex predator on this planet. We decide what lives and dies. As a natural source of food chain, as environmental changes.
We can. Okay, we can do that. And that can be a thing. And we are part of nature. But we separated from nature once we pushed nature away. With that being said, yes, we can follow that to whatever point you want and call it natural. But what it leads to is us being fucked and dying regardless.
So I think...
Is it to our benefit?
Well, absolutely according to evolution and natural selection, it wouldn't. We would just out... We would... Human beings would go ahead and get to a point where the environment could not sustain us and the environment would check us either through viruses, infections, plague.
What's going on right now, dude?
The environment, checks it.
Yeah.
Even in micro ecosystems.
I can't talk about this on camera, but I got a bang for that.
So the planet would figure it out. We could not fuck it up so hard.
Yes, we can.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, bro. Absolutely.
Because the number of humans would reduce and then the Earth could recoup. The Earth could recover.
If it's not too late.
Dude, how are you going to... You if think human beings are capable
okay,
of...
Okay,
I think civilization has started over again for that.
Let's say we start cutting all trees down and start rebuilding and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Then something happens. We get fucked. Our numbers cut down. There's concrete everywhere, buddy.
Yeah.
By the time it comes back, does it have time to come back?
Yeah.
Barely.
With less humans?
What if something blows and what it happens is that dust covers the sun once again?
Yeah. Dude, right? You're talking about an extinction level event.
Absolutely.
Animals have survived extinction level events.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't think the apex predator of the planet, human beings, the most intelligent beings to ever live, would figure it out?
No.
We're pretty stupid.
I don't know.
You're stupid.
No. Humans are pretty fucking stupid, bro. Everything we do.
In general, yes. But collectively?
100%. 100%.
You know what? This is the problem. And this is exactly what I'm going to tie into what my pet peeve is.
Bet. Nice. Back on topic.
My pet peeve is that there's too many people in this reptile industry that cannot have a conversation like this and not be at each other's throats.
I'm about to fuck them up
what
outside.
What I'm trying to say is... That's the problem with human beings, is that we can't have a conversation without being at each other.
Dog, it's too many of us to talk.
And that's 9 the thing. Billion people. So it's like, do I think that we can put our heads together and surpass something? Yes. Do I think we will? No. Because we can't fucking be in a room together with people. Somebody's on the right, somebody's on the left, and cancel culture.
Yeah, yeah. Thanos was fucking right.
There we go. Thanos was right. Yeah. But this is that's my pet peeve with the hobby. It's like we can't have a conversation without being like, no, fuck them because this and that. It's like, we're three people that have different opinions on something and we argue and guess what? We're going to leave this room and probably jerk each other off.
You're not a part of it. You're not touching me, dog. With that, humans ain't shit. I just think we should stop fucking with the environment itself. We are part of the environment, but we're not within the environment anymore.
Not to be political,
but here we go.
When people talk about foreign involvement, right? So not to be American-centric, you know, and say we're the best, but a lot of people struggle with how much, if any, should America involve itself in foreign affairs. Uh-huh. So, away from the politics, talking about the environment, what you're advocating is that human beings let nature do its own thing, you know. And just let its own devices just come whatever it may. And we shouldn't work to conserve species that are dying or anything like that.
That's not what I mean.
You're calling for human involvement in conservation.
But you're saying
that fucks it up.
No. I'm saying within, like, hybridization, trying to change the environment, no.
I think
that's... But you good. Are, because yeah. when you change the environment, when, like, let's say pollution, or you're destroying a watering hole that a lot of animals depend on...
Yes, that's... A-
humans need to be involved, because then that environment suffers. And if you're like, oh, no, we're just going to conserve yeah, it as I'm much as we that. Can, I'm- you have to go ahead and involve yourself in that.
Say it again, say it again.
So, okay, let's say...
It's motherfucker talking all around.
No, okay. it's hard. Oh, so what you're saying is, at what... Where's the line of... humans should get involved and shouldn't get involved, because it's almost like we should let nature take its course because conservation, but when things are failing we help conservation. But where's that line?
Is that where you're especially saying? Since where the things the that line? We're doing is affecting the environment.
Exactly. So yes, we step in every single fucking time because humans ain't shit.
So absolutely. What do we do? We're solving all the world's problems right now.
Not tonight. Not
okay. So every time I watch a documentary on conservation...
Uh-huh. Sure. You watch documentaries?
Yeah. What's that guy's name that talks every time?
Dave Attenborough.
That motherfucker.
Do not disrespect my man.
Listen. David I love the guy. His voice is angelic and all. But he did this one documentary, right?
Okay.
He's like, when I was born...
That's not what his voice sounds like.
there was 3 billion people. And as the show goes on, there's more. 4, 5, 6. Now there's
it's
9.
It's exponential, bro.
And then
it's
he goes,
exponential growth.
Let's all go vegan. You piece of shit. Like,
Cheetos over here, vegetarian as fuck. Like, oh, fuck, shit.
Bro, the problem is that the solution is not that. The problem is there's too many people. The only solution is bringing those people to back down. Who's going to do that? Nobody.
Thanos.
So we need that motherfucker, honestly. But who's going to do that? Nobody. So it's going to lead to a very, very bad place when it comes to the ecosystem, regardless. So, yes, we're going to step in. And when I talk like that, I'm talking about a perfect world. Hybrids, they can go suck a dick.
But why not step in to the maximum extent?
Bro.
Everything that could possibly we could do, why would we not do hybridizing it? Including hybridized.
Hybridizing wouldn't be it.
There's the thing. Is...
We've been there. We've tried it.
We tried
it
so
well.
Hard so we to do anything. Things.
Like, let's say the Florida Panthers, there's no other solution.
Bro,
as a matter of fact,
fucked. As it is, they're fucked.
Yeah. I would say we do stuff, but we allow other opinions. And the problem is that we do things solely on a bias. Mm-hmm. Because we assume something, so we found out a way to prove it's right, therefore we're going to do it. And that's why so many things have changed over the years. Mm-hmm. That's where we're like, oh, no, we were wrong. We were wrong. And look what the fuck we did to the world.
Mm. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
I think like, with the... If you hybridize the Florida Panther, it's already not a Florida Panther. The environment's already affected. You're the right, panther true. Already looks different.
But maybe the species different... is not what's important. It's the niche that they encompass.
That's what I'm getting to. That whole that panther is a whole
thriving.
Different animal.
But what he's saying is that they're not thriving.
It's a whole other animal. It literally, right now, there's a panther picture of a panther carrying around a cattle. So now ranchers are trying to shoot them down because they're stealing the cattle. Yeah. The Florida Panther might have done it, probably, motherfucker. But like now, how do we know the one that did it is not one of the hybrids? It's taller, it's bigger, it can carry a cattle out. Then that affects the animal, like the Florida Understood. Panther, in a negative way. Even though we fucking tried, now they're trying to shoot them down, and they probably are. There's no cameras around to show that they're not shooting them down.
Look,
so,
trust me, people that are shooting animals out in the wild. They don't care, and they don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So
it could be a freaking giraffe taking their cow,
absolutely,
and they would not care. They'd be like, I don't care what this thing is. It's dying.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my point. Like, what if the Florida panther wasn't into larger predator, larger prey, like a cattle, and it wouldn't have done that? Now we introduce another species. There's footage of one taking a fucking cattle out, and now they're trying to fight that off, and they're trying to quit the law and kill them all because it's affecting our farming.
Right.
So that's a negative impact on that. Like, hybridizing might bring a problem that you can't come back from.
Understood.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, right now, how do you...
But everything is like that.
To an extent,
every
yeah.
decision
but
human
why
beings
would he,
made,
why would
you
make
back.
Hybrids one of those?
Maybe it'll work.
No reason whatsoever. No fucking reason, Tino.
All right, guys. Final remarks, real quick. I'm still going to breed these turtles.
Fucking hit this guy.
No, but for real though, I do think there's a place in a market for certain things. I'm a responsible guy. I'm not a fucking asshole with this shit. I'm very transparent. I used to sell Belize Ready or Hybrids.
I thought he was going to say drugs.
No.
I used to sell drugs in Belize.
He said sell, pause, looks up, and I'm like, kid.
and when I would, I really would explain to the people, and obviously it depends on the customer. I mean, the Diamondback and the Mississippi map, that's for a different kind of person. But I would tell people, hey, this is not an animal that you throw in the wild. Here's my card. If you don't want it anymore, call me. I'll buy it back. I'll ship it back. I don't care if I lost money on the thing. I don't want you to do anything with this hybrid that isn't deserved, you know? Mm. And that's just, you know, very close. Those are sliders from different places, you know? But I think in the end of the day, fuck it, man. I mean, we just got to be responsible. We got to be transparent. I appreciate your guys' opinions. Do you guys have any final remarks? Look at them looking at each other with evil eyes.
Let's see. What can I say that's not offensive?
I had something for that little bit. Like, a lot of people within the hobby itself, I guess we're going to call it, want to get the pet trade to help. A lot of people say they help with conservation.
But they don't. They just have the animals.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And hybridizing proves that they don't. For example, Abronias is a big one. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have them. Oh, it's an endangered species. I'm just breeding them to, you know,
help
the numbers come up. Yeah. Even though he's breeding fucking siblings together and fucking up the genetic
pool. Yeah, he's doing it for the profit.
Yeah, he's doing it for himself at this point. But if that was to... If that was to...
Say it.
I will. Hold up. If that was to... I'm tripping. Once this podcast is done, don't let me forget this, okay?
We lost him. I think
he's gone. He's gone.
All right. I'll let you gather your thing real quick. I'm going to say one thing. So on your situation, I was given large female Indian spotted turtles.
Nice.
Right? And everybody is like, yo, because we need to breed them for conservation and to help them. Who the fuck is sending them back?
Exactly. No one. Nobody is. No. Yeah. Nobody is.
The only things that you can do is proceeds. And I think that as being in the industry.
You know what? I didn't even think about it like
being
that.
Being in the industry, if you say, hey, nobody's fucking in buying this Diamondback Terrapin, I will donate 10%. I'll donate 50% to conservation organizations.
And here's the thing. Problem. That's some shit that I definitely would do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to do that.
My final remark, if you have faith in humanity, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
Wow, we agree. You're finally wrong.
You believe in conservation efforts. I don't even.
Oh, no.
Damn!
No. Conservation efforts helps for as long as it can. Yeah. Is it going to be fucked? It's going to be fucked.
Hmm. I think we're definitely the worst invasive thing that ever happened.
Oh, we know that.
Hell yeah.
We know. I mean, absolutely. Come on.
Did you get your thought together finally? Do you remember what it was? Are you going to want to say it?
Bro, I just saw some shit is all I'm saying.
Okay. You have the stage.
No.
All right.
Let's not even. Right. But I could get to it. Hold up. Okay. So the Abronia thing, like a lot of people breed them, keep them, sell them. They call that conservation. They just want to look nice. Once you hybridize, let's say I'm doing that. I'm just breeding and I'm just bringing the numbers up in captivity. So the day we have to release them, we can. And then you hybridize them. It makes me look bad.
Yeah, because you muddied the gene pool.
Yeah. Okay. And then it's like, oh, no, you can't do that because I'm working for conservation and you're not, when none of them are really doing shit.
Yeah.
Like that to me is a huge pet peeve of mine when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Like that's when hybrids.
People who lie.
Yeah, especially with hybrids, it's like, oh, yeah, this is this happens in the wild all the time. Is there a population for it? No. Pussy as fuck.
Yeah. A random occurrence is not a population.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Interesting.
It's not.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. The same thing with the fucking, like, the Indian spotted turtles. And that's actually a thought that I had because I was like, oh, I'm going to breed them. And then, you know, I almost gave one to Ty Park. And I was like, oh, just take the female. And then I'm like, dude, but people are just selling these animals. We're going to have so many of them in Florida. People are just going to be irresponsible with them. They're not even that expensive anymore. And it's just like, dude, like, why? It's like this similar to sulcatas. I'm like, there's so many. I love breeding sulcatas, but guess what the fuck I'm not doing right now?
Yeah.
Breeding sulcatas because I'm like,
why?
You know, like.
There's already too much.
All right. Anything else before we start tagging ourselves?
No, we're good.
Take it away.
All right. You could find me, Modern Reptile Shop, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I almost said Twitter. I don't have fucking Twitter.
Oh.
On obviously on YouTube, Modern Reptile. You can find this podcast on any streaming platform that matters. Tino, where are you at?
You can find me on the Modern Reptiles podcast.
Damn, wow, bro. Like
you can find me on Imperial Reptiles. And I'm on Instagram at constantly _ Tino, two underscores.
I'm Chucky, and you can find me on Mad Bio Reptiles everywhere.
Perfect, guys. This podcast is sponsored by Imperial Reptiles. You can find them at imperialreptiles.co. Imperial Reptiles
Orlando.
I almost said 305. That's the old one. Yikes. And imperialreptiles.com. This was the Reptiles with Podcast. Later.